true.
How much pressure did they kind of throw on you guys up the middle?
Yeah, I mean, they're very very talented up front, got a lot of size, made it hard to run game. They did a good job rushing the passer. So, I mean, they're definitely a really good opponent.
Trayvon kind of said once a couple things go wrong, it starts to snowball. How can you guys as leaders kind of maybe reverse that?
I mean, we just got to go all eyes forward right now. You know, our focus is on UConn. We got to go beat them, start off conference play right, and just roll from there.
What changed for you? I know you were so efficient and dominant in the first quarter. What changed when they adjusted to what you were trying to do?
They just took away some of our, like, big plays, you know, started playing that a little better. And, I mean, we started struggling. We never really caught our feet again.
Gardner, what did you – obviously you played as well as you had this year early in the game. What did you feel – what moment – or guess what is something that you felt like, you know, things started shifting? You guys didn't take as many deep shots after the first quarter. Like, you hit Trayvon on that deep ball. Would you like to take some more deep shots?
I don't know. You know, we had our opportunities, and, you know, we missed some of them later in the game. So, I mean, that's on us as much as anything.
When did you find out you were going to start this week?
I mean, I just kind of had to figure it out on my own. They just never really said anything until, you know, Sark said that he wasn't going to play or, you know, couldn't play physically. So, I mean, I just figured it out.
That had to be a crazy run of emotions for you. You come out red hot.